We also spoke today to Jose Muñez. He and his family live in Mexico City proper, and unlike Jorge Milky, they managed to get some face masks. Muñez says that's just one of the precautions they're taking against the swine flu virus.
Andamos todos con cubrebocas. Cada lapso de 10, 15, 20 minutos.
We all wear face masks. Every 15 or 20 minutes, we all wash our hands real good. And myself, when I get home, I don't say hello or hug anybody. I go directly to take off my clothes and get into the shower. And everyone at home who goes out, like my wife or my 26-year-old son, they do exactly the same thing.
Muñez has two other kids, ages 12 and 18. He says they've been home since Thursday night. The family got a call at 11 o'clock that night announcing that school was closed until at least May 6th. Muñez says he's not allowing his younger children to go out, so they're getting creative at home.
Sometimes they read, sometimes they draw, sometimes they watch TV. They can play video games, too. They have options.
Muñez is also affected by the crisis at work. He's the manager of a famous restaurant in downtown Mexico City. It's called Café Tacuba. And as we heard earlier, all restaurants in the Mexican capital are closed. Muñez says he and his staff knew for a few days that a shutdown was possible after authorities started closing venues such as nightclubs and bars.
Obviously, we knew the next step was going to be to shut down restaurants. But even so, it was kind of abrupt. They only told us at noon yesterday that we had to shut down right away. We had already prepared for the day and cooked the food. Then we couldn't serve it to people, so we gave the food to our employees to take home. At least that way somebody can enjoy it, because we can't just throw it away.
Restaurants in the city are allowed to sell takeout, but Muñez says that his kitchen isn't set up for that. So he decided to shut down completely, even though that means no income for the restaurant and for about 100 employees.
Personally, I'm not facing economic problems as much as my employees are. But to be honest with you, it's more about the anxiety, not knowing what's going to happen. The number of people infected isn't going down, even though we're all doing the right things, like washing our hands. Somehow, if this keeps going, they're going to have to shut down more and more venues and cancel public services. They're even talking about shutting down public transportation. And if they do that, they're going to completely paralyze the city. It really is a critical situation.
That is Jose Muñez, who's manager of Café Tacuba in downtown Mexico City. The health emergency in Mexico is also affecting Americans with plans to travel there. Take 29-year-old Cole Sadler. Cole Sadler's getting married on Saturday in North Carolina. But after the wedding, he and his wife-to-be had plans to head south.
We've been engaged for more than a year, so we've been planning the honeymoon for quite some time. And we looked around and chose Mexico because we could get there quickly and wouldn't waste a whole day of travel time. And then this stuff came out with the drug cartel troubles in Mexico, and all my family was leaning on me, oh, no, you can't go to Mexico. So we kind of got them calmed down on that. And then when the swine flu stuff started coming around, I was kind of like, well, I don't know. And then the CDC changed their stance Monday night and suggested against unnecessary travel, and that was just kind of the last straw in a string of things, and we decided to change plans from Mexico to Jamaica at that point.
Well, still, Jamaica's not bad as a backup.
No, I think we're still going to have a great time.
Well, we hope you do. And then there's the effect the public health emergency in Mexico is having on car racing. The A1 Grand Prix World Cup of Motorsport features teams from around the world. The last race of the season was to take place in Mexico next month. Well, it's been canceled. That means the crucial deciding race is now this weekend in the UK. Mark Gallagher leads Team Ireland, which is fighting to win the championship.
We thought we would be battling over two further race weekends with our closest rivals, Switzerland and Portugal, but now it's all down to the wire on Sunday, so it puts a completely different impression on this weekend, and now this is kind of D-Day for us in the championship. So we're very disappointed not to be going to Mexico. It's a race we won last year, but under the circumstances, perhaps this decision is very understandable.
Race car drivers, newlyweds, and restaurant owners, just some examples of people affected by swine flu without actually being infected by the virus. You can find updated information on swine flu at theworld.org.